This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. A new outbreak of the coronavirus in China's capital city has officials scrambling to contain it on Wednesday. Beijing canceled dozens of domestic flights, tightened mandates on social distancing, and is requiring people entering some residential areas to undergo temperature checks and registration. There have been at least 137 new COVID-19 cases in Beijing since late last week, linked to a wholesale food center. In the meantime, Brazilian health officials reported Tuesday 34,918 new confirmed cases during a 24-hour period. The country now has more than 900,000 total cases, trailing only the United States. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has dismissed the severity of the virus while urging businesses to reopen. Peru has also been hit hard by the coronavirus, reporting Tuesday its death toll had surpassed 7,000 people. And in Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez announced late Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. North Korea continues to ratchet up military presence on the south, a day after blowing up the Inter-Korean Liaison Center. Wednesday, Pyongyang announced the redeployment of its forces near the border, angrily rejecting Seoul's offer to send envoys to reduce tensions. Combined with its moves over the past week, North Korea has now reversed many of the achievements made during a series of historic 2018 meetings between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. European markets are trading higher Wednesday, with investors riding on new hopes of a swift post-pandemic recovery. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said Wednesday other countries should show the same level of openness to police reform as the U.S. is right now. This, as racial discrimination and police reform is at the forefront of American concerns after the death of George Floyd in police custody. Ambassador Andrew Bremberg issued a statement hours before the Human Rights Council was to open an urgent debate at the request of African countries on racism and police brutality against protesters. Bremberg said the U.S. is not above scrutiny and also suggested any HRC resolution be inclusive of other countries. President Donald Trump is addressing weeks of growing national outcry over police violence in the U.S. The president signed an executive order on policing on Tuesday. His order includes certifying police departments, boosting information sharing to better track officers with excessive use of force complaints, and creating services to address mental health, drug addiction, and homelessness. The executive order came alongside separate efforts from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress focused on police reforms. Despite bipartisan consensus that action is necessary, there's little agreement in Congress, with competing legislative proposals from House Democrats and Senate Republicans. In addition to efforts by the president and Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to reexamine the legal doctrine that shields law enforcement officers accused of misconduct. The largest market in Mozambique's capital, Maputo City, will remain closed Wednesday, the final day of 3 days of sanitizing and reorganization to fight the spread of the coronavirus. The move is the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets and 5 fairs for disinfecting and new spacing of stalls. The revamping of market operations also comes as the Southern African country experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases, which increased by 74 from over Friday and Saturday. South Australia has become the first state in the country to relax its border controls imposed to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. Starting Wednesday, travelers from Western Australia, the Northern Territory, and Tasmania are allowed to enter South Australia without going into quarantine. Australia has had 7,300 confirmed coronavirus cases. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.